And now on the internet, a program that's packed with the sort of historical truth that the people in power just don't want you to know.
I have spoken today with Herr Hitler, and I hold in my hands a piece of paper upon which he has committed to release the clowns.
Gentlemen, here we stand.
And sit.
Yes, you're sitting, Lord Chislehurst. Here we stand and sit. Two of the greatest minds of the...
Sorry, I'm late.
Three of the... Here we stand. Three
and
of...
And sit.
Yes, Lord Chislehurst, you're sitting. Three of the... Me and my work with automotive propulsion. You, Sigmund Freud.
Sorry, I was late.
Yes, that's quite all right. You and your investigations into the workings of the unconscious mind. And you, Lord Chislehurst, and your work with cats.
Gentlemen, you may be astonished to learn that I am on the verge of publishing my latest theory.
Good heavens! Another new theory, Freud? Hell's teeth, man! Are you insane?
Sheer utter madness!
Let's hear it then, Freud.
Yes, let's hear it.
I bet it's a good one.
I would take that wager.
Ah, done.
It is my contention that every male will experience a stage in his psychosexual development where he represses his subconscious love for his mother and the urge to kill his father.
Oh, like that play.
Yes, like that play.
What?
There's a play.
What play? Is there a play? I don't know any play.
It's Greek.
Oh, it must be a coincidence.
No, well, it must be. What do you call your theory?
Ah, I call it the Oedipus...
Yes, that's it.
That's
yes.
The one.
It's a play.
Definitely.
Well, then they must have stolen my idea.
It's a 2,000-year-old play.
Oh, well, maybe they...
Oh,
just...
now, what have you got here?
Oh, no, don't read those. They're just...
Ah, more theories.
Oh, good.
No, they're not ready yet.
Let's see. Every male... Good. Experiences a stage in his psychosexual development where he represses the urge to design and build a flying car.
It's very rough. I haven't
the
really
chitty,
gone into
chitty, chitty, bang, bang complex.
He's getting all his theories for plots of shows.
No. I have lots of other...
Let's see. Every male...
Oh, don't read that.
...harbors the desire... To escape from a German prison camp on a motorbike?
Well, it's a primal urge.
Great Escape Syndrome.
It's a good film.
Oh, no, it is a good film, yes.
Let me see one.
Oh, no.
Now then. Memory.
Ah.
All alone in the moonlight.
What?
I could smile at the old days.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I was beautiful then. That's from Starlight Express.
It's from Cats.
Of course.
You, of all people, should know that.
Yes.
Shh. I'll wager...
Oh, wager.
...that within just 80 days...
Yes?
...he'll have stolen the plot of Around the World in 80 Days.
I will take that wager.
Ha-ha! Done.
Done.
Scheiße.
Release the clowns.
And now on Steve, the home of witless banter... You won't believe what happened next.
This Prime Minister came back from Munich with a piece of paper in his hand, and you won't believe what happened next.
Release the clowns!
Oh, Cecily, I'm so glad you've come to visit me in spite of my debilitating ailment.
Dearest Gwendolyn, no malady of yours could stop me coming to take tea with you. Now do tell me... Whatever's the matter?
If only one knew. I feel at the same time listless, yet restless, and nothing is interesting enough to captivate my attention.
Not even the news that our rakish king, Edward VII, has sired another illegitimate child?
No.
Or your darling dog, Bertie, learning to tap dance?
No.
Not even last night's lecture by Mrs. Wharton, entitled Temperance and Why the Lower Orders Should Be Neutered?
Even that, my dear. I fear I am gripped by ennui so deep, so all-pervasive, that it will eventually carry me to my grave.
Oh, Gwendolyn, how very vexing!
I fear my ennui is so profound that I cannot even be vexed by it. My apprehensions are such that...
Oh, that's better.
You mean...
Yes, it wasn't ennui at all, just gas. Well, better out than in.
Or not. Poor old Bertie.
Hey! Oh, release the clowns!
Yar! The sea, she is a fickle mistress.
Yar!
Yar! The sea, she is a cold temptress.
Yar! Yar!
Yar rules the sea. She is a large body of water that contains fish.
I was once caught in a monsoon off Nanking, and the wind was so sharp, it cut the beard clean off my face.
I was once caught in a riptide off Ceylon, and the current was so strong, it pulled the hairs right out of my nostrils.
Yarr!
I was once caught in a rainstorm off Hull, and the rain was so hard, I had to go below and get my cagoule.
Yarr! I once saw a squid rip off a man's leg, then beat him to death with it.
Yarr!
I once saw a whale eat a whole fishing village and everyone that lived in it.
Yarr!
I once saw a seagull trying to steal a man's sandwiches, but the man noticed in time and put the lid back on his sandwich container.
Yarr! Yum. I've slept with every wench in every port in the seven seas, and most of the strumpets too.
Yeah.
I once made love to 17 women in 17 minutes. Then I had a tot of rum and made love to 17 more.
Yeah.
I once saw a lady in her underwear. In a clothing catalogue that my mother owned. And then my mother burst in and told me to stop doing that. And since then I've been unable to make love to a real woman, only ones in books.
Mariner Steve, can I have a word? Mariner Steve, I'm afraid I'm going to have to ask you to leave the group. Your yarns are making some of the other mariners uncomfortable.
Oh,
don't take it to heart. Not everyone's cut out for yarn spinning.
But what if I...
Best if you just leave.
Oh, okay then.
Sorry about that. Where were we?
I once had a fight with a man with 9 fists.
Yarr!
Cry havoc and release the clowns of war.
This president went for a drive through downtown Dallas, and you won't believe what happened next.
Release the clowns.
Leonardo da Vinci, is it true? It is completed.
Is it true? And you, Lorenzo de' Medici, loyal Lorenzo, are to be the first to see it. Behold, the Last Supper.
It is transcendent. You have captured perfectly the confusion, the consternation, the anguish of each disciple as they face the terrible truth that one among them will betray their Christ. It is your masterpiece. Pilgrims will come from all over Christendom to witness this marvel, to feel part of that momentous occasion.
Ah, yes, Lorenzo, like you say, everybody want to be a part of this moment.
Of course.
So, we cut out the faces.
Leonardo, I don't understand. I thought I heard you say you were going to...
Cut out the faces, yes. Then people pay to put their own face through the hole.
Leonardo, this is madness.
No, Lorenzo, very sane. They pay 10 florin for disciple, 20 florin to be Christ, 40 florin to be a Judas.
Sacrilege! You would charge more to be the betrayer than the Son of God.
Of course. Everybody loves to be the bad guy.
So you think people pay to put their head through a hole for a minute?
No, Lorenzo. 5 minutes. We do a little sketch they can take with them. We'll be a minted.
Leonardo, about this, I am very uncomfortable.
Maybe this will make you more comfortable. Remember, huh?
The Mona Lisa.
Yes, the pretty lady with the cookie smile.
It is so beautiful. I always wonder, what is she thinking? And her gaze. Everywhere I go, it follows me.
And that's where I get the idea.
Leonardo, no! Her eyes! You cut them out!
Then the people come, they stand behind, they look through like this, and... E presto! The eyes literally follow you around the room. Only 5 florin.
Leonardo, why do you destroy your work like this?
Lorenzo, my friend, you know I am not just a painter.
Of course not. You have many wonderful ideas, like your horse's carriage.
Imagine it, Lorenzo. All the travel, none of the poo. Or my ship to travel under the water.
And your suit for a man to work beneath the waves.
Ah, yes. The scuba.
Why do you call it that?
I don't know. I like the sound. But the point is, I have had my greatest idea yet. It is...
Leonardo, I wait with bated breath.
This. I call it the theme park. People pay to come and enjoy all of my works.
So you have more?
Yes, follow me. You see?
The Vitruvian Man. Humanity revealed in all of its nakedness and anatomical perfection. Every detail exact according to the proportions of the human body. His muscles, his limbs, his... Oh no.
Lorenzo?
Don't tell me you want to cut... that out so people can stick their...
No, of course not. It's a family show. Although I have been talking with Michelangelo about adult-only exhibit where people can do that with his David with the tiny peepee. No, this will be a ride.
A ride?
Yes, Lorenzo, a ride. You see, 2 set of arm, 2 set of leg, cut them out like this, strap 2 people in, they stick their arm and leg through and... We spin it around. It's perfect for couples.
And that is the whole theme park.
No, follow me to the top of the tower. I savor the best until last.
Your flying machine. You have already built it.
And it does fly, Lorenzo.
If this is true, Leonardo... People will pay very well to fly.
I told you. We will be a minted.
I believe you. But can I see it fly?
Watch. All I have to do is a pedal like this. The screw turner. The blade go around. And...
Leonardo, you fly!
And now, all I need to do is a lean forward and...
Remarkable! You are hovering in the air, beyond the very high city wall, above the ground so far away below!
Isn't it amazing?
Leonardo! Leonardo!
I'm okay! I'm fine! Just need a little tweak. Lorenzo! We're going to be a minted!
Well, you'll need some festivals for this year. Release the clowns.
Cecily, I'm cross.
Oh, Gwendolyn.
Yes, I'm jolly cross.
But it's so unladylike.
Unladylike be dashed. For too long we've been forced by men to hide our intellects. This is 1906. Surely we have just as much of a right to vote as working class men. I mean, some of them hardly wash. Most of them can't read, and none of them knows how to get into or out of a corset. And yet they can vote. Well, I've had enough. I'm going to become a suffragette.
No.
Yes. I just feel so... Oh, I don't know how I feel. It's as if a huge ball of energy has been building up inside me and must somehow be released or I shall explode.
Now, don't do anything silly. Think of poor old Bertie.
I'm sorry, but I have to do something. I might chain myself to a railing or throw my horse under the king's mistress or... Achoo!
Bless you.
Ah, oh, that's better. Well, it would appear I don't want to become a suffragette at all. I just needed a good sneeze.
So you don't want the vote?
No, I just do something silly with it. A tissue will suffice, and perhaps a towel for Bertie.
That's why mums release the clowns.
I see a whole army of my countrymen. Here in defiance of tyranny, you have come to fight as free men, and free men you are. What will you do without freedom? Will you fight? 2,000 against 10. Fight, and you may die.
That's right, and each and every one of you must get one of these forms from me and fill it in. Otherwise, our employer liability is invalid. It's up to you. If you cannot write, I will fill it in for you.
Right. Fight! And you may die. Run, and you will live at least a while, and die.
That's right. Word of warning. There's going to be trip hazards, which may or may not be clearly marked, or be provided with guardrails or edge protection. We just haven't had time. So be careful and make sure you've got the correct footwear.
Dying!
Those of you on horses, make sure you've signed the horse out. A lot of horses have gone missing, and we cannot afford any more horses this financial year. If you're not horse certified, do not take a horse.
Right. Dying in your bed many years from now, would you be willing?
If one of you catches fire, or if you set someone on fire, walk, do not run, to the nearest assembly point. If you don't know where that is, there are notices up on several of the trees and one or two of the sheep.
Would you be willing to trade all the days from this to that? For one chance!
Now, if you're going to carry a flag or a banner, please, please lift from the knees. I'm looking at you, Barry.
Just one chance to come back here as young men and tell our enemies that they may take our lives, but they will never take
our... So if we stick to a few rules, the whole day will go smoothly and we'll all have a good time and a lot of people will be hurt.
Our freedom. Take our freedom.
Is that you finished, William?
Aye, I've finished, Angus. Thank you.
William Wallace there. Inspirational. William Wallace. Let's hear it one more time. Oh, careful stepping off that platform, William.
What?
Whoa! Now, that looks like a sprain. William, fill out an S180, please. This is exactly what I've been talking about.
Release the clowns!
This crooked businessman with laughable hair and even more laughable opinions stood for election. You won't believe what happened next.
Release the clowns.
Our situation is dire. The king's forces are at the gate. Their siege engines pound us remorselessly. They lay waste to the surrounding villages. Our provisions are nearly exhausted. I fear we cannot resist much longer.
My Lord Buckingham, I bring word from the king.
Read it, boy!
Traitorous Buckingham, lay down your arms. Unbar the castle gates, and I will be lenient. Disdain my peace, and no quarter will be given. Your people will be slaughtered, your fighting men crucified, your women despoiled, and your children sold into bondage. I will tear the still beating heart from your body with my own hands and feed it to Lady Buckingham. Angry red face with steam from ears, lightning, smiley face.
This will not stand. I will not relinquish my rightful claim to the throne, nor allow England to suffer this bloodthirsty tyrant. My response is thus. Never. I will not kneel for you. I will stick a dagger in each of your eyes and pop them out like peas from a pod, spit in the sockets, slice off your head, boil it like a great pink ham, and impale it on a spike in my bedchamber. Laughing face, rolling eye face, steaming turd face.
Very good, my lord.
How now, good Salisbury? Have you word for me from the Duke of Norfolk?
My lord, he writes, good cousin Buckingham, I stand ready to come to your aid with 10,000 men-at-arms. We will rout the king's forces, bury him and his treacherous allies up to their necks, smother their heads in treacle, and pull out their tongues with a dog. All I ask is the hand of your daughter in marriage. Winky face, open mouth tongue out face, winky open mouth tongue out steaming ears face, winky open mouth tongue out steaming ear face with huge erection.
My daughter, the apple of my eye, married to that booze-sodden whoremonger.
He is our last hope, my lord.
Very well. Send word to my daughter's chamber and send this message. Good cousin Norfolk, I accede to your demands. You will have my daughter for your bride. But mark me well, should she suffer any harm or distress, you will answer to me. Scowling face, I'm watching you face. I'm watching you face with clenched fist. Finger across throat face. Dagger, two daggers. Blue face in noose with lolling tongue. Three daggers dripping with blood. Guts, more guts. Daggers and guts!
I think your meaning is clear enough, my lord.
My lord, I bring word from your daughter's chambers.
Well, come on, boy, spit it out!
Very well, my lord. Grimacing face, vomiting face, middle finger, face palm.
Face palm? I do not understand.
Teenagers, eh? They're an enigma.
Get thee to cover, my lord Buckingham. Incoming!
God's wounds, I've never seen such accuracy with a trebuchet. What the devil is it?
Oh, my lord, we are doomed. There will be no relief.
Curses! How can you be so sure?
It is Norfolk's head, my lord. Boiled, angry face.
Good grief. His ears really are steaming.
Release the clowns!
Of course, it wouldn't be Christmas without the black and white movie you'd never watch if you didn't want Auntie Jeannie to shut up about her cats. So now on the internet we bring you the British wartime classic, Guns at Tea Time.
Okay, chaps,
We're pinned down, but we've been in tighter spots. We'll blow the bridge, hit Jerry with a counterattack, and Scarpa before they know what's happened. Stealth and total silence are paramount. What's our strength?
Just me and Tompkins left, sir.
And no sign of promised relief.
That'll be us. HQ said you were on a bit of a sticky wicket, sir.
Crikey, you're a sight for sore eyes, Captain...
Harper, sir. Regimental bandmaster.
Bandmaster?
Yes, sir. We're all here. Come on, lads.
Shut the hell up!
Sorry, sir. Force of habit.
Listen here, Captain. You and your squad must maintain silence and make yourselves useful. Do you hear?
Absolutely, sir. We're just here to help, sir.
Very well. Baker, it's time to blow that bridge.
Yes, sir.
We could send someone with him, sir, for support.
Good thinking.
Drummy, assist Sergeant Baker.
Yes, sir.
It's a lonely watch, explosives. Alone, every fibre concentrated, knowing any lapse, any distraction could bring death. A helping hand can't hurt. Damn it all!
Not Drummy!
We've got to hit them now, sir!
Yes, before the element of surprise is lost completely. Go ahead, Tompkins.
Yes, sir.
Now we wait. By the time we hear the firefight, Tompkins will be on his way back. Right now, he's approaching in total silence, all alone.
Not all alone, sir. I took the liberty of setting up a flanking manoeuvre.
Good show, Captain.
Yes, sir. Couple of flutes and the first triangle. Poor lad. He only just got promoted from second triangle.
Damn it all to hell and back. We're not done yet, though. We have one last ace in the hole. Right on time. Two para, dropping behind the enemy. We'll strike under cover of their assault. See them jumping there?
Yes, sir. With the Argyle and Sutherland Highlanders banned.
We're done for, Harper. Retreat!
Too late, sir. They've spotted our position. God knows how. Should I, sir?
You know the drill, Captain.
Release the clowns.
Oh, Cecily. Yes. Cecily, my dear. My dear Cecily.
Yes, Gwendolyn.
Oh, Cecily.
Yes.
My dear Cecily.
Gwendolyn, calm yourself. I have never seen you in such a state of agitation. Whatever is the matter?
My nerves. I'm having a terrible attack of nerves.
But what could have caused such clear and overwhelming agitation? Has your husband's former relationship with Oscar Wilde been brought to light, bringing ruination upon your family?
No.
Oh, well, has your faithful dog Bertie embarrassed himself and you by mounting the Queen's leg again?
No, that's not it.
Oh, Gwendolyn, tell me you haven't gone and got that tattoo saying slippery when wet right above your hoo-hoo.
No, it's simply that my nerves are shot and I have no idea why. I feel like taut steel wires at the point of breaking. More tea, some coffee perhaps, another cigarette.
Thank you, no. Do you mind me asking, how many cups of tea and coffee have you had today?
Oh, just 8 cups of coffee, but they were very little ones. Espressos, I think they're called. And 10 cups of tea and 30 of those invigorating cigarettes on the table.
Capstan Navy cut full strength. Ah, and today's the day you have your regular cocaine enema from Dr. Vine.
Yes, so? Yes?
Yes,
Baxter, I think we need a bottle of scotch, the laudanum, and a stepladder so that we can prize Lady Fortescue from the ceiling.
Very good, m'lady.
The strange thing is that while I feel like my nerves have been stretched to breaking point, I also feel like I could do anything. I mean anything, Cecily, anything. Climb the Matterhorn, vote in an election without exploding, ride a tiger. I could ride a tiger, Cecily. I could literally ride a tiger. Take me to the zoo, I want to ride a tiger.
Yes, Bertie, she is off her tits.
Release the clowns!
Quickly, shine your torches. My God, we found it. Unless I'm mistaken, this is the burial chamber of Ananka, priestess of Karnak. Gentlemen, our search is over.
Carter, the opening!
The tomb entrance has closed behind us. Gentlemen, I fear we're trapped.
Is there nothing we can do?
I fear not, Lord Balmoral.
I warned you. You have desecrated the tomb of Ananka. This is her vengeance.
Be quiet, Mehmet Bey.
He's right, Carter. The three of us can never move this stone.
A trap for grave robbers.
Wait. Look, over here, there's an inscription on the stone.
Can you read it?
More light, please. It's in hieroglyphs, but this is an ancient dialect. I'm afraid it's far beyond my capabilities.
Mehmet Bey?
Let me see. This is an incantation, but in a tongue I know not.
Mehmet Bey, you of all people must be able to make
this is a dead language. Lost in time. Let it rest in peace.
I've seen something like this before. Believe it or not, Carter, uttering this inscription aloud may be the key to our escaping.
Oh, what a load of mumbo-jumbo.
Mehmet Bey, please, please try. You're our only hope.
I cannot.
Oh, hang on. Look, down here. Another inscription. Of similar length. Some of the same symbols, but this is close to Coptic script.
Can you read it?
Well, again, the dialect is archaic, but I've studied similar.
Do not speak these words.
Mehmet Bey, if I were to recite this incantation to the best of my ability, might you be able to translate my words into as ancient a dialect as you can speak?
No! It is a desecration.
Mehmet Bey, you must!
Do not make me.
Damn it, man, it's our only hope. Go on, Lord Balmoral.
Well, some of these symbols are unfamiliar. I'll have to guess at their meaning. I'll do my best. Now, I'm not sure how to pronounce this word.
Are you taking the piss?
No,
are you taking the piss?
I told you.
No, this is how they spoke. It was a very musical language.
Oh, fuck me.
But it has to be translated into the original tongue, Mehmet Bey. Otherwise, it's useless.
It's already useless.
Carter, please.
You look a twat.
Mehmet Bey, I beg of you.
I would rather die.
Then die you will.
Carter, no.
Sooner rather than later. Do as he says.
I'm sorry, Mehmet Bey.
Very well.
All right. Here goes.
Blue, 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 blue.
Mehmet Bey, do your best.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Carter, please, we haven't finished.
It worked! My God, it worked!
Praise Ananka!
This is bullshit. Well, anyway, it's a relief it's open. We'll return to camp and come back tomorrow.
Mehmet Bey, thank you.
Do not look at me. I feel stupid.
Well, so do I. I mean, we look like idiots. And you know he'll tell everyone. Unless... Mehmet Bey, quickly!
Oi, where are you going?
You pirate bastards!
Release the Clown starred Simon Edwards, Amy Holmes, Phil Whelans, Martin Hyder, Casper Michaels, Alex Marion, Phil Nice, Lenny Picardafnis, Marco Chu, Karen Morden, Nick Hildred, Tim Keeling, Holly Meachin, and Jonathan Thake. It was written by Simon Littlefield, Jonathan Thake, Nick Hildred, Alex Marion, and Phil Whelans. The show is produced by Nick Hildred and Alex Marion. Remember to check out some of our friends in the podcast world, like No Phony Podcast Network, Gravity Beard, and Gamma Radio. And if you've got a spare minute or two, why not get onto iTunes and give us a rating and review? Whether you're in Texas, Bavaria, Laos, or Tiverton, your reviews and ratings will really help us spread the word. Right, I'm off to slap on some suntan lotion and hit the beach. See you in 2 weeks.